On the anniversary of Hawaii's statehood, we say aloha and welcome to CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus, and during the next 10 minutes, we've got dolphins, spiders, and dogs. But first, we're following up on a situation in northern Africa. We've been talking about the violence in Egypt recently. Fighting between security forces and protesters, it's led to hundreds of deaths. The protesters are supporters of former President Mohamed Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood Party. The Egyptian government has been arresting members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Around 100 of them were taken into custody yesterday. That includes Mohamed Badi, the group's spiritual leader. There's been some talk about how other countries might be able to influence what's happening in Egypt, countries like the U.S. Egypt and the U.S. are allies. Part of that relationship involves military aid. The U.S. gives Egypt around $1.2 billion in aid, but it doesn't give the money directly to Egypt. The money goes in the U.S. Federal Reserve, and the Fed turns around and gives it to U.S. companies that build weapons and parts for Egypt. There's talk about the U.S. stopping that aid to try to reduce the violence in Egypt. Some experts argue that a change like that wouldn't really have much of an impact. Heading over to the U.S. now, where emergency crews in Idaho have spent 2 weeks trying to get a fire under control. Idaho, not the only state dealing with this kind of severe weather right now. You can see the different spots on this map where wildfires are burning. Areas in pink are where the conditions could cause new fires to spread. Idaho is dealing with some of the worst of this, and some people are trying creative ways to fight back, like snowmaking guns. They'd normally be used to make more powder for the slopes. Now they're being drafted into the fight against fires. Dan Simon has more on the efforts to get these flames under control.
Fire continuing to ravage one of the country's most scenic spots. A drive through the mountains, and you can understand why many celebrities like Tom Hanks, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Bruce Willis choose this area to build multi-million dollar vacation homes, and why some insurance companies call in their own firefighters to help prevent a calamity. But as a Red Cross official told me,
many people think this is an affluent area, and it is, but there are many people who are affected by this that are from different socioeconomic backgrounds, and that's who's staying with us.
Staying in a shelter like this high school where we met Orlando Cabrito.
I think just not knowing, I think the outcome, if we're going to be able to go home or if we're going to have a home, I think that's the most nerve-wracking.
The Beaver Creek fire is a true beast, spreading across an area larger than the city of Denver. Surrounded by bone-dry trees and brush, it's clear this fire could keep burning for a very long time. The key is to keep the flames away from homes, but the wind has a way of pushing the fire in different directions.
We have plenty of resources right now, and it's just a matter of having people in the right place at the right time, which I believe we do at this point in time. It's just a lot of work to go ahead and get this thing contained.